So thank you, Roger, very much for letting us come and interview you.
Not at all.
Okay, so the first question then, can you tell us a little bit about what you do in your job?
Councillors get elected, first of all, because they are thought able to represent people. Okay. So that means that individuals can get in touch with me to say, my bins haven't been emptied, my son or daughter hasn't got to the school of their choice, the repairs for my house have not been done, that kind of thing. So on an individual level, people might ring you to say that hasn't been done. And as a councillor, you have an access to the various departments in the council, which ordinary non-elected persons do not have. Right. So you might be able to speed up the process. You might not, but you do have an access. Okay. So that's it's on that level, first of all. Then there are lots of meetings locally, whether they be residence meetings, when residents have a chance to get together to meet officers and say what hasn't, council officers that is, to say what has or hasn't been done.
Can you tell me a little bit more maybe about the kind of problems that people come to you with? You're obviously representing this area here in Hare Hills.
Yes.
What are the main problems?
I suppose most of them have been to do with housing. Right. I mean, people will, that is, the it's not, strictly speaking, council housing. It's now called, it belongs, the city council housing's been divided up into five areas called ALMOs.
Right.
So East Leeds Homes manages a whole lot of what used to be called council housing.
Right.
And a lot of people get in touch to say repairs haven't been done or they want a house.
Okay.
And that's quite frustrating for them,
okay,
first of all, but also for me as a councillor, because a lot of the time there's not a lot you can do. You can, because it depends on what priority they are as to what house they can get.
Okay. And how do people contact you?
People, either they see me at a meeting, but they might be at a residence meeting, or they ring me up, or they email me. But I also have what's called a surgery or an advice session once a fortnight at Compton Road Library, so people can also go there.
Right.
And also I do what's called a street surgery. So a letter goes to 100 people at a time saying, I'm coming down your street between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock next Saturday morning. Right. Put this letter in your window if you want me to stop.
Okay.
Plus we send out newsletters three or four times a year, which say, if you want to contact me,
this is the way to do it.
But most people either ring me up or email me. People do come to surgeries, but they don't have to depend on that because there's other ways.
Okay, thank you. So one question I've always wanted somebody to explain. Can you explain the difference between a councillor and an MP?
The first difference is that MP has more power.
Okay.
And the next thing, of course, is that an MP is representing a larger area. That's the most obvious difference. So I'm the councillor for one ward, whereas the MP is in his constituency there will be four wards in East Leeds anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the next big difference is that he's representing that particular area in London in Parliament, whereas I'm representing this particular area in this council here in Leeds. So I have a strictly Leeds focus, whereas he, although he's of course very committed to his area of Leeds, he doesn't appear in the local council. He goes to Parliament to try and articulate the needs of the area there, and of course support the government in its policy.
Right. Thank you. And one of the questions people sometimes ask me, they may not be British, they may be living here in Leeds, in your area, in your ward, and they think, well, can I approach my local councillor? I'm not British, can I do that? So do you help everybody?
Certainly anybody can get in touch with their local councillor. Of course, if they haven't got British citizenship, they can't vote or be councillors themselves, but anyone can get in touch with their local councillor. Yes, and of course, sadly, there are a lot of problems to do with refugees and asylum seekers at the moment, and that also can be very, very... Well, that's a perfect example of where the MP has more clout. I have to say to them, I'm passing the buck, really, because you need to get in touch with your MP, because he'll have more clout to try and change
a
decision.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
More power.
Okay, that's really interesting. Now, what about me if I say I want to become a councillor then? How can I become a counsellor?
If you want to become a counsellor, your first route is to say, are you, well, the first thing I'd ask you is, are you a member of a particular party?
Right.
Now, I don't know how the Tories and the Lib Dems and Greens work it, but if you're a Labour person and you want to be a Labour counsellor, then you'd have to be on what's called, go to an interview and be put on a panel of acceptable candidates.
Okay.
So in my case, I was invited along to this panel, to the interview body, and was eventually onto the list of whatever it is, 30, 40 acceptable candidates. And then it's for each ward party in Leeds to look at that list and say, who shall we invite to interview?
Okay.
And so if you're invited to interview, and another factor there is that some wards have to have all women shortlists to make sure that there are enough women being elected. Then if you go to that interview and you're selected as a candidate, then of course there's a matter of an election. And so you work with your local ward supporters to try and get yourself elected. That's roughly speaking the Labour route. But you might, of course, say, I have a plague on all the political parties. I'm not a member of any of them, and I'm going to stand on my own. Well, that would be up to you to get some supporters to help you do some leafleting and whatever.
Right.
And you also, when it comes to an election, have to have a piece of paper signed by 10 people to say that they support your nomination.
So you have to be on a list. Well, you have to be a member of a political party.
Usually,
you have to be on a list of acceptable
candidates.
You have to be selected,
yes,
and then you have to go about getting elected.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Roger. Thank you for your time and for your fascinating views.
No, pleasure.
Okay.